Club News speaking.
Yes, this is the prayer line.
Yes, it is.
I'm calling from Orlando.
All righty.
And I was wondering when it's going to be safe to come out.
When it's going to be safe?
Yeah, because I was listening to Brother Robertson the other night, and he said that there's going to be hurricanes and tornadoes and maybe even meteors because of the gaze at Disney World.
Oh, yes.
So.
Yeah, he was just, I think, giving them a warning. He just, it's in love. Trying to help people, you know.
I thought he said that the homosexuals were, going to be punished because the city of Orlando was celebrating the homosexual visit.
Oh, yeah, well, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, well, you better get the communion wafers out of your ears because Brother Robertson is saying some scary sister.
I know nothing he says is in hate. It's all in love.
Oh, sister, I know it's in love, but I'm just afraid.
Yes.
I mean, I locked myself in my basement and I'm afraid to come out.
No. No,
I even got a cross down here, and I'm thinking of nailing myself to it and just putting it into it all because I'm so scared.
Don't do that because God will be with you. He's going to take care of his children.
I know, but
you know the Lord, don't you?
Kind of. He lives two doors down, doesn't talk much.
You're giving your life to him, right?
I've given up my life to him, but Brother Robertson said the city of Orlando is going to be punished, and I believe everything that Brother Robertson says because he's a wonderful man.
He really is. He is.
Yeah, I know, sister. But see, I'm getting hungry because I'm running out of food down here in my basement, and I'm afraid to come out.
Well, if you know the Lord,
I do.
The Lord is going to protect you. You do not have to worry.
But I'm afraid that maybe he's poisoned all the food in Orlando to get back at those devil worshiping faggots.
No, but hold on one sec. Hold on just a minute. Now. Oh. Don't go away.
Okay. Long distance. Jesus going to reimburse me for this call? I don't think so.
Hello?
Yes?
You know Jesus loves you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Uh-huh. You know he doesn't give you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind?
But I feel the day of reckoning is here for Orlando, like Brother Robertson said, and it's going to be destroyed because it's evil.
Have you talked to your pastor about all this?
Well, yes, but his name's Henry Lyons, and he's a black man, and he's more interested in getting pussy.
Mm-hmm. Do you read your Bible?
No, yeah, cover to cover. Front and back.
But, well, you need to come out of your, you need to, you know.
You know, I got one of them prayer claws that you sold me for $20, and I was wondering, what good is that going to do me? I mean, am I supposed to put it over my head? Is that going to block a f***ing meteor?
Well, I don't know. You need to come out of your, call your pastor.
Maybe if
today.
You could pray with me, that would help me.
What is your first name?
My name is Ned.
Ned?
Yes.
Well, Lord, we thank you and praise you today. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're in control of everything, Lord Jesus. Father, thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Give it to God, okay?
And cast out the sinners that infested our city. And
we pray, Lord, that you will just be a witness for you there around
Hallelujah.
The
Hallelujah. Cast out the colon patrollers. Yes. Have wrath on the rump rangers.
Thank you, Jesus.
A pox on the pole smokers. Annihilate the anal bandits because the Bible says Essex is wrong. Doesn't it, sister?
Thank you, Lord.
Say it, sister. Essex is wrong.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, sister.
Well, God loves you and we love you. We'll be praying for
you. Out, demons. Out, demons. Heal the homos.
Ned.
Dirty, stinking butt-fers. Heal the homos.
Ned.
The 12th commandment says, out, shalt not covet thy neighbor's ball sack. Oh, God. Here come the meteors, sister. Here come the meteors.
Ned.
I'm going to be killed along with all the
cocksuckers. Help our brother, Lord.
I'm ready. Thank me, Lord. Thank me. Praise the Lord. Hello. Hello.